Were you there when they crucified our Lord? Meditations on Calvary. Written and narrated by Linda Bonnie Olin. Content and audio production, copyright 2017 by Linda Bonnie Olin. www.lindabonnieolin.com. Chapter 4, The Jeering Crowd. Lord Jesus, during the long hours while you hung nailed to the cross, you were surrounded by onlookers who watched you suffer and die. Teach us lessons from their stories, as revealed in your word. Amen. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they mocked the Son of God? Were you there when they mocked the Son of God? Sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you there when they mocked the Son of God? Were you there when the thief called Jesus King? Were you there when the thief called Jesus King? Sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you there when the thief called Jesus King? Scripture reading. It was 9 o'clock in the morning when they crucified him. The inscription of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." And with him they crucified two bandits, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by derided him, shaking their heads and saying, "Aha, you who would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself and come down from the cross." In the same way, the chief priests, along with the scribes, were also mocking him among themselves and saying, "He saved others, he cannot save himself. Let the Messiah, the King of Israel, come down from the cross now, so that we may see and believe." Those who were crucified with him also taunted him. One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him and saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." Meditation. In our study of the scene at Golgotha, we've looked at Roman soldiers, the Apostle John, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of Jesus, and several other women who were followers of Jesus. Crowds of other onlookers were there that day, too. The location of Golgotha was close to Jerusalem, and the city was overflowing with Jews who had traveled to celebrate the Passover. There was no shortage of interested people. Imagine the great hubbub around Golgotha, the jostling and shouting, the buzz of gossip making the rounds. Everyone was eager to get, or give, the gory details. Some described how Jesus was apprehended and questioned and scourged. Some talked about his long trudge up the hill, carrying his own cross. Some whispered about the special tunic the soldiers had confiscated. Some spoke, with either horror or relish, of the spikes being pounded through flesh into wood. No doubt these reports strayed further from the facts with every retelling. Distorted stories about Jesus' activities during his 3 years of public ministry probably spread like a virus, too. Spectators and passers-by shouted insults at Jesus, twisting his words and throwing them back in his face. The loudest voices taunting Jesus belonged to the religious leaders, the chief priests and teachers of the Jewish law. Threatened by Jesus' popularity, they had falsely accused him of stirring up a revolt against the Roman emperor, Caesar. Their strategy to have Jesus crucified by the Romans had worked to perfection. Now they came to Golgotha to gloat. Center stage along with Jesus were two thieves who also had been crucified that day. These men had not been picked up for shoplifting sandals from the local marketplace. No, they were notorious bandits convicted of armed robbery. Yet they had the gall to mock Jesus, too. One robber jeered, "Save me if you're the Messiah." Little did he realize that's exactly what Jesus was in the process of doing. The other robber also taunted Jesus. But suddenly he had a change of heart. We can only wonder what prompted it. Did the crowd's chatter about Jesus' healing and teaching and raising the dead convince him that Jesus really was the Messiah? Did he overhear a couple of chief priests congratulating each other for successfully railroading Jesus? Did it cross his mind that cracking Son of God jokes might not be a smart move for someone who's about to meet God face to face? Whatever the reason, this thief finally had enough of the other fellow's loud contempt for God and decided to speak up for Jesus. He admitted that he himself was guilty and declared that Jesus was innocent. Not only innocent, but coming into a kingdom. What a bizarre thing to believe about a man who obviously will soon die a shameful death on a cross. But because the repentant thief did believe, he called on Jesus for favor. "I do believe that you are he whom prophets called the Promised One. Though King of Jews, the mockers see, you're truly King of everyone. And when your kingdom comes to be, then Jesus, please remember me. Oh, Jesus, please remember me. For all my crimes, I know that I deserve this cross of pain and shame. But you were whipped and made to die, though innocent of any blame. Your name will soon be praised on high. Then, Jesus, don't forget my cry. Oh, Jesus, don't forget my cry. What strange compassion you have shown to say we'll meet in paradise. I hear a cry, a dying groan. So finished is your sacrifice. Now, Jesus, are you on your throne? Then number me among your own. Oh, number me among your own. I trust in you to set me free. Have mercy and remember me. Oh, Jesus, please remember me. Our meditation continues. The crucified robber who believed in Jesus pleaded, "Remember me." What response did he receive from Jesus? Reunion in paradise. Less than 24 hours earlier, at his Last Supper with the 12, Jesus had pleaded for remembrance. What response had he received? Betrayal by Judas Iscariot. Denial by Simon Peter. Desertion by all but one of the rest. Still, there must have been others in the crowd of spectators on Calvary besides the repentant thief who felt sympathy for Jesus. Surely some people there knew that Jesus had been preaching the word of God and doing good, not plotting a political revolution. What about Nicodemus, the member of the Jewish ruling council who had tried, unsuccessfully, to derail the council's conspiracy to execute Jesus? We know that Nicodemus came to Calvary later that Friday, after Jesus was dead. He helped take Jesus down from the cross and carry him to the tomb. He brought myrrh and aloes to anoint the body for burial. Had Nicodemus been there the whole day? Was he standing among his council colleagues while they mocked the crucified Jesus? Or did he lie low until the bloodthirsty mob had gone home, as he had waited until nightfall to visit Jesus as a disciple? In secret, Nicodemus had said, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the signs you are doing if God were not with him." Did he also come in secret to prepare Jesus for burial? Where were all the lepers and blind and crippled and sick Jesus had healed, even raised from the dead? Where were the 5,000 he'd fed from one boy's lunch of bread and fish? What about the thousands who had witnessed other miracles Jesus had performed in his 3 years of public ministry? And the excited throng who'd shouted "Hosanna" when he rode into Jerusalem on a donkey a few days earlier? Many of those witnesses and adoring fans must have been in Jerusalem that Friday, being either residents or visitors for the Passover celebration. Some of them must have heard that Jesus had been arrested and sentenced to die. Some must have made their way to Calvary to see the situation for themselves. How many of them were there, listening to the godly teacher, Jesus of Nazareth, being mocked and watching him being tortured and crucified unjustly? How many of them were there and kept silent? How many of them were there and hurled insults at Jesus along with the rest of the mob? In the following discussion section, I'll pause several seconds between questions. You might want to stop the recording at those points to give more time to reflect and discuss. Has anyone ever taunted or bullied you when you were down and out, as the jeering onlookers did to Jesus? How does being treated that way make you feel? Think about the spectators at Calvary who had previously cheered for Jesus and witnessed his miracles. What reasons might they give for keeping silent? For joining in the mockery? Have you ever felt you had to hide your true beliefs from leaders and others in your faith community, as Nicodemus did? Why? Closing prayer. Jesus, we confess that we don't always speak up for you when you are mocked and your offer of salvation is belittled. Too often we ourselves fail to give you the honor you are due. Forgive us, Son of God. Have mercy and remember us with favor. Amen. God be with you till we meet again. By his counsel's guide uphold you. With his sheep securely fold you. God be with you till we meet again. Till we meet, till we meet, till we meet at Jesus' feet. Till we meet, till we meet. God be with you till we meet again. This ends chapter 4. Song and scripture credits follow. The opening song is from the old spiritual, "Were You There When They Crucified My Lord?" The closing song is the first verse of "God Be With You Till We Meet Again," words by Jeremiah E. Rankin, tune by William G. Tomer. The repentant thief's song, titled "Jesus Please Remember Me," is set to the tune "Solid Rock" by William B. Bradbury. Words by Linda Bonnie Olin. Copyright 2016, Linda Bonnie Olin. www.lindabonnieolin.com. All other lyrics and all tunes are in the public domain. Here are scripture references for this chapter in order of appearance. Mark 15, verses 25 through 32, and Luke 23, verses 39 through 43, both passages quoted from the New Revised Standard Version. Luke 22, verses 14 through 20, John 19, verses 38 through 42, John 3, verses 1 and 2, quoted from the New International Version, John 6, verses 1 through 14, and Matthew 21, verses 1 through 11. The New Revised Standard Version Bible, copyright 1989, the Division of Christian Education of the National Council of the Churches of Christ in the United States of America, used by permission, all rights reserved. The Holy Bible, New International Version, copyright 1973, 1978, 1984, 2011, by Biblica, Inc., used by permission, all rights reserved worldwide.